As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
First, our very special guest in the studio, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me once again.
Hey, last time you were here, shooting had just occurred just a couple of hours previous. That was in Holly Heights, I think. Tell us where that whole case stands now.
Yeah, detectives worked on it nonstop. I know we always hear that 48 hours thing that you want, and of course that holds true. You want to get hot on the trail within 48 hours, but that shooting happened on the 7th. On the 15th, our detectives arrested Zion Newkirk. He's a 17-year-old male here in Gainesville, and charged him with attempted homicide in that shooting. And he is now securely held in juvenile detention, awaiting a hearing. And we'll see. It'll be up to the prosecutor's office whether they adjudicate him as an adult and move him over to the jail, or if they keep that case in juvenile court.
And the person who was a victim of that, what's the status there?
He is still in the hospital, expected to recover some significant injuries. If, as you can imagine, being shot multiple times, his recovery is going to be slow, but he is going to recover.
Well, and hopefully, choose your friends, associates, whatever you want to call them. Choose wisely in your endeavors. Would that be?
Yes, that would be very correct. That would be very correct.
Didn't the two know each other? I think maybe from school.
Yeah, they knew each other. I don't know if it was from school or not, but possibly from the neighborhood. They knew each other.
Yeah. All right. Santa Fe River. It's a beautiful river, but it's not pretty when you got cars in there. Stolen vehicle. You had to have that removed. Santa Fe River in High Springs. What happened here?
Yeah, this got a lot of attention because it was right on State Road 27 there in High Springs at the bridge. So a lot of attention drawn to it. Somebody was there at the river. They found as they were diving and enjoying the river, they found a vehicle that was underwater, immediately called us. We sent our dive team up there, which was able to dive and ascertain that nobody was in the vehicle at the time. So you can't leave it in the river. Tow truck came, and quite a sight towing it out. Ultimately ended up being a stolen Kia Soul. It had been stolen out of Columbia County, and so they actually sent a deputy down because it's right on the county line, and working together to see if we can find who put that in there.
Yeah, how long did they have to guess, or did they have any witnesses that could tell them how long that vehicle had been in there?
Yeah, I think they have a pretty good idea. I did not get read through the report mm-hmm. that far, but I don't think it had been in there too long.
Okay, so it was a pretty recent occurrence, the vehicle probably stolen.
Being right there at the bridge, it's not too terribly deep, so you can see it.
It wouldn't have been there for long. It wouldn't have been there for days at a time without somebody probably seeing it. Okay. All right. Good news. You got some new recruits that are going to be working on the detention side of things.
Yeah, obviously, when Sheriff Gainey took office, we were short in the jail with detention staff. They're at the jail, and so he started sponsoring people to go through the academy. We just added 9 recruits that graduated from the academy last week. So the next step for them is they'll start doing their mini academy at the sheriff's office. That's where they learn our computer systems, our way of doing things, our policies and procedures. They'll also go up and take their state test to become certified as detention officers, and we'll have them out on the floor working soon.
If at some time in the future they want to switch over to patrol, is that a difficult process?
Not really. The state has what's called a crossover academy, and they're able to go to that and get the law enforcement crossover, a lot of high liability stuff and all that would make them then, we call that dual certified. A lot of our deputies now that are working the road are actually dual certified, because a lot of them worked at the jail, mm-hmm. and that's how they began their career. And
that was pretty common, I know, back in the day, very common, because back then there was kind of a waiting list in many jurisdictions.
Yes, and you know, when I started 2003, it was kind of like that. There was a waiting list, and now you know, the jail is down some folks. These nine will obviously help, but a lot of our guys that are dual certified have been going back out to the jail and helping them with staffing issues. So it works out nice to have them dual certified.
Well, I don't want to get too much into the political stuff. I just have to ask, do you think there's going to be a lot of people stepping down because of a change in leadership, basically?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. I think that we'll lose some, whether it's to change of leadership or better offer or retirement as they've run their course. I think we'll probably see some people that get out of law enforcement. And
the reason I ask is because we know specifically when Emory came to kind of clean up a mess, many unretired and came back specifically to work for him. So I'm imagining those might be some of the same people that say, you know what, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go fishing.
Yeah, we'll just wait and see how that plays out.
But nothing you haven't seen. Like, you, I guess I'm asking the protocol, the procedure.
Yeah, I think
when you put in, like, if you're going to resign, if it's the end, they're going to do that at a certain point in time.
Yeah, I think by our policies, the swearing in is on January the 7th. I think, 2 weeks prior to that, if we're going to see that, we'll start seeing it then, because by our policies and procedures, we have to give 2 weeks notice.
Okay. What about the teen driving class? I know the end of the year is coming up. Is this last one coming up here?
Yeah, it's last one of the year coming up, December the 8th. It's out at the Kirkpatrick Center, the Institute for Public Safety. It's out on the driving pad there. That's the same driving pad that us in law enforcement, the recruits, everyone uses. They're trained with deputies that are driving instructors. They get to run the cones. They get to recover from running two wheels off the road. They learn how to deal with water and hydroplaning. It is a fantastic course. They actually have fun doing it, and I would encourage anyone that has a new driver to send them to that.
So are there vehicles provided for that? Are you bringing your mom's car, or what's going on?
No, you bring your car. There is a car with, they call it skid rings,
right,
that they are allowed to drive to see how to correct. And
it was a great idea until he was driving my car. So, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, your mom has a car, too. Keep that in mind.
I did hear you talking about that you were getting a new car earlier in the show. Maybe you want to donate your current vehicle to that program.
It's getting traded in.
And then kids can use it.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Greg wants. He wants two car payments.
Sure, exactly.
It's a tax write-off for him. I think he could win-win on this.
Hey, we're kind of running out of time. We are running out of time, but be alert. Scams, anybody's asking for any kind of gift card, any sort of money, it's bogus. Call local law enforcement directly yourself. Ask questions.
Yeah, that one is the big one that continues to happen on a regular basis, where they call and identify themselves as someone legitimate from the sheriff's office, that they miss jury duty or they have a warrant and are asking for payment, Bitcoin, whatever, in advance. We don't do that.
Don't do it. And lock up and secure all of your firearms all the time. Don't leave them in your car, especially unlocked, my goodness. But we always appreciate it. Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. We hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I'll be back as long as you guys will have me.
Well, if we don't see you, enjoy Turkey Day. Enjoy the Thanksgiving.